What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
The Volume.
It's Jenkins and Jones, presented by FanDuel. The NBA season is kicking into gear, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. FanDuel has exclusive offers, boosts, and more all month long. When you win, you'll get paid fast. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, money line, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. And combine multiple bets from the same game in a same game parlay and try out Same Game Parlay Plus. So, download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's the debut of a new version of Jenkins and Jones. We're going to be dropping these weekly interview episodes. We were sort of toying with calling it Jenkins and Jones and Friends, but that was my dumb idea. I don't know.
That's John cute. I love it. It's really sweet. These are our friends.
Yeah, they're our buddies.
We've known each other for what? 15 years? 14 years? Shit. Something like that? 2009? Shit.
Today we're joined by Trill Withers, Tyler I Am. If you follow John and Tyler on Twitter, I'm sure you also follow Trill on Twitter. That's the facts. So anyway, had a great time talking to him, and hope you enjoy it. This will be the kind of episode we're dropping every week with these interviews from now on. All right, we're excited to welcome on our, I feel like we're, he said before we hopped on, it's like we all went to high school together, which when you've been on Twitter as long as we all have, that's exactly what it feels like. At Tyler I Am, Trill Withers of the Trill Withers Show, which has been killing it.
Appreciate
that. Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for inaugurating our new interview series, bro. We appreciate
it. No, I'm honored, man. Happy to be here. Appreciate you guys. Ready to see where this journey goes. You never know when we get together, so I'm ready to see where this goes.
The motherfucking legend, Tyler I Am, Trill Withers.
Appreciate you.
Bro, like we done came a long ways, man. We were both little, you know, broke potty boys just doing this shit for the love of the game. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, everyone on this panel got a show. You know, we on with the Volume, you on with Underdog. It's kind of crazy, bro. We all getting that goddamn, you know, gambling money. We done came up.
And that's the wild thing. Like, at a point, like, when we was doing that stuff, I was like, I feel like this was attainable, and it just didn't seem like it was going to be attained. And it's attained as fuck. What can I say? We're here now, so.
The direct deposits is attaining like a motherfucker, I tell you.
I heard that Underdog bag really nice, too, so congratulations, my man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate
Josiah
that.
Informed me.
It is an interesting thing, though, because it is like it's also new because the gambling money like Tyler mentioned, but also you're basically like fucking Dan Patrick now, right? Like how many hours a week are you recording? Like you basically just have a sports talk radio show. How many hours a week are you guys on?
We actually just switched it. We were live Monday through Friday, 12 to 3. We just switched it. So we're keeping the Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 3. But Thursday nights, we just watch whatever, like the primetime TNT, whatever Shaq and Chuck is watching. We watching that. So we're doing that. And then Friday off, because it's like there's just not enough content, not enough good content in the world. I say that as a content maker. It's like, I can't be good at this much. There's limits to it if I want it to remain something people want to tap into. So
right.
I think it'll be good for the change.
Did you guys ever listen? Did you guys ever listen to sports talk radio?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you were growing up, you did?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most of it was terrible, though, right?
It was all terrible, man. Like, to the sense, I feel like everybody that's in this space right now is, like, old enough to have grown up listening. For me, it was my pops, like, just in sports radio, just hearing, like, terrible take after terrible take. And it's like, I disagree, and I don't have anywhere to say that I disagree.
Right.
So I guess sports talk hasn't changed as much as they say, because I guess that's mainly what we see now. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
I mean, I was like, you know, one of those motherfuckers older than my years, listening to like AM talk radio on my lunch break and shit in my car. You know what I'm saying? Listening to like terrible local hosts who are boring as fuck, or like Jim Rome or some shit. You know, Jim Rome is still the highest paid motherfucker in like sports radio, bro. I haven't heard from that motherfucker since like 2012.
That's the dream, man.
Right? That's right. Fuck the fame. No,
that is the dream. I don't know what channel.
What is he doing now? What is Rome doing?
Video, audio, whatever. And that man probably making $100 million a year because he got in the game early. He got his foot in the door early.
He has never been like roasted for a take on the timeline or nothing. Yeah. Dog. That man does his work. No one talks about it, and he catches the fuck out. Living the dream,
man,
dog.
Oh man, my hero.
I have a question, bro. Like you've managed to like you're yourself like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like on everything you do, bro. Like, and we see a lot of motherfuckers that's just like searching for takes. Doing 12 to 3 Monday through Thursday, like how do you do that without leaning into like, you know, this'll get people riled up, you know what I mean? Like, how do you avoid that shit?
In all seriousness, it's like a decision I'm like made going into it. It's like, am I going to go for something like quality, or am I going to go for things that'll get clicks? It's like, if I'm going for the things that'll get clicks, I'm going to have to always chase that. If I'm going to chase something, I'd rather try to chase quality. And when you live that much, like if you're doing it for the take or whatever, it's going to come back to bite you, I feel like. And it's not that I'm always right or never wrong or anything, but it's like, if I was wrong. Fuck it. I can be wrong. I wasn't trying to be the first on a hot take or XYZ, because it's receipts for all this shit. So I'd rather try to make it good than, I guess, first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of put your crew together. We were talking, you got Coley and you got Sex J. He's Scoob on your show, but he'll be Sex J to me forever. has that been fun for you transitioning into, you're kind of the tentpole guy now. You kind of got to build your crew and you know, I assume you got a little bit more ownership over what you're doing. Has that been enjoyable, or is the managerial side of it just a huge pain in the ass to you?
I mean, it's still some of both, to be honest, but way more the former. Like YC, executive producer, he helps on like every episode, and he's helped bring people in. So it's just nice to be able to like basically what y'all doing, work with the people I would be talking to anyway. Like I'll be interacting with, associating with online, and have been for years. And it's like, what are we going to talk about for 3 hours? It's like, whatever we want. Like sometimes it's way more than others. And sometimes we just be looking at like the 92 NBA draft. Like, damn, like they don't make niggas like Finis Dembo anymore. Like you just like name dudes for an hour. But it's been cool.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, chopping up with the homies from Twitter and all that. Curious how the reunion with Coley happened. Like, you know, the day one Whiskers fans remember the whole motherfucking, you know, Trill Withers podcast with the bang, with you bang mask and the Fruity Pebbles in the back and shit.
Right.
Y'all separate ways. How'd the reunion come about?
It was cool, man. He hit me up and was like, I think I'm gonna be a free agent. And Like I told, I was like, you're gonna have options. Like, you're talented dude, you're gonna have options, but we could probably work something out. And just from an individual side, Underdog was cool. They've been cool with bringing in people. So it was like, we know this works. I guess the challenge would be is like, people want it to be exactly what it was a couple years ago, and it just wasn't going to be that. Like, that was, I won't say lightning in a bottle, but it was at a time where, I don't know if y'all dealt with this, where when you think nobody's listening, I feel like that makes like the best content. Like, when y'all, three are talking to, you know what I'm saying? When y'all three are talking to y'all three. So when it was just me and we just shooting this shit about literally anything that's on our mind. And now it's more of a, I guess, production, but it's not a bad thing, but.
Yeah. It's different. And I would say it took me, I don't know, John and Tyler, if you feel the same, but when we signed with The Volume, I would say it took me 6 months of recording twice a week to feel like I could forget that we were at a podcast company. You know Absolutely. What I mean? Of like, I mean, y'all remember when we first started, and especially they kind of asked for more sports stuff up top. Some of the shit we were talking about, I could just see John's eyes rolling out of his skull. When I
actually said, I'm tired of basketball. Like, nigga, where's the weird shit? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And that's the, like, some of the good stuff comes from like zero structure, like minimal structure. And so I feel like a challenge just for me at first was trying, like, okay, how am I going to feel 3 hours? So I used like note upon note upon note. And it's like, well, I don't want to be like I'm reading. That would lose the essence of it. So like you said, it takes some time to just get into the flow. It's like I think of it like you having like a bar conversation. Sometimes it's people watching. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes they'll chime in. Sometimes they won't. But you just having this bar argument or conversation, and if you can keep it like that, then it almost feel like the rest take care of itself.
Yes.
How did you and Coley become... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just on some goofy shit, you mentioning that made me think of Andy Reid when Levitard said he looks like the dude who goes to the bar and laughs at other people's conversations. They nailed that shit. But yeah, what did you, like you were about to say,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, he just raised his beer and laughed. Like, yeah, that's a very Andy.
That's Andy Reid, dog. They nailed it.
Like, who the fuck is this nigga, bro? Like, bro.
Like, that's Andy, man. He cool. Like, yeah, just leave him alone. Cool.
No, that was the closest thing we had to Twitter before Twitter was invented. Right. You're just like, oh, this guy's a fan. Like, he's one of my followers. Here we go. Like, he's my biggest fan tonight. I've never met him before. I'll never see him again.
How did you and Coley become, like, you know what I'm saying, start a podcast? I know me and Tyler, it was just like, we just had conversations and we thought they were fun, and a homie said we should start a podcast. Like, we were like, what's a podcast? Okay, let's start one, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, were y'all friends prior to that? You know what I mean? Were y'all homies prior to that, just started one? Like, how'd it work out? Because Mike even says that most people that are friends and think they're funny, when it, you know, when they try to start a podcast, it's not good. You know what I mean? But obviously y'all's is.
I appreciate that. Now, we met on Twitter, man. Like, it really is like everybody like been on this so long and feel like we went to high school. But
Jesus so Christ,
yeah, but
bro.
It's like I had the very.
Has so anybody funny. Met in real life anymore?
Is anybody real? Is everybody AI?
Right. Does anyone have legs?
I don't see one leg on this fucking Zoom call
damn
right
leg,
now.
Nigga.
I'm waiting for the day.
Leg to be
I just feed old podcasts into like the AI, and it's like it just spits it out. It's like you don't even have to show up anymore, Whiskers. It's got you down to a T. You don't even necessary.
It knows your take already.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
You're like, we've been talking for hours, for years. We know how you feel about this.
I thought about asking the AI chat thing to write some Dragonfly Jones tweets, and then I realized that if it worked, it would like fuck my whole worldview up. You know what I mean? I was like, wait, I shouldn't play with this.
Right.
Like, this is
can't unsee
Pandora's box right
there. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a monkey's paw of some kind, bro.
If that can be recreated, anything can.
Well, I feel like you go one or two
Nobody's
ways.
Nobody's safe.
And I don't know which one is worse. Like, one is like, man, this shit got me to the T. Like, I'm just like this. Or the second you read this, it'd be like, man, this is whack as fuck. Am I whack as fuck? Does this think I'm, everybody think I'm whack? I'm down there, man. Like,
I'm some whack.
Right, damn, I'm just a hoe. Wow.
Oh shit! All right, well, I got some stupid topics written down. If we want to get into them, let's talk about Andrew Tate's descent into madness. Is this a top five descent into madness ever?
What's the kooky shenanigans that have been going on with him? I mean, I know the whole backstory about how he's in jail and shit, but
let me just read you some of the tweets from jail from Andrew.
Oh wow, this nigga got a burner.
He found
the plug, nigga.
I'm excited that I get to break some of these to you. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get some of the really
Are they doozies?
He's in for like human trafficking, yeah. Right? That Andrew
Bro,
Tate?
He's sitting yes. down, nigga. Bro, he is not coming up. Bro, it's over for him. The fuck?
He's in the kind of jail where I don't feel bad laughing at someone going insane in solitary confinement, which is like... This is a real thin slice of shit that I would feel comfortable about. You know what I mean? So first of all, okay, here's a tweet. I saw my reflection today and I barely recognized myself. A long beard, a full head of hair. This is a person who's been bald for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the stresses of battle show on my face. But then I looked into my eyes and recognized myself completely. They cannot break me.
Bitch, shut up.
You're hallucinating hair,
you
bro.
Broken, man. Like, they can't break you. You've broken.
Bro, nigga. This that sounds like a broke man to me, nigga.
Yeah, I looked into my eyes. Dusty. They can't break me.
You sounded dusty as hell. Right. You sound like you need a shape up. Because I know you balded that shit because your hairline fucked up. I know you out there looking bad, dog.
Yeah, he's a full head of hair.
Drop a pick of that hairline, fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let us decide how broken you are.
Let's see that motherfucking peninsula. Goddamn.
Right. Okay, this is the one Char showed me. He says, how many of you have genuinely tried to fly? And then in all caps, genuinely.
Yeah, like
how many
ass.
Of you have researched, trained, and truly tried to fly? None of you. Why? Because you think it's impossible. You've never pushed yourself because you believe the goal never can be achieved.
No. I got a dumbass story about that. y'all remember Double Bubble, the bubble gum?
Yeah.
Y'all remember on the rapper, it had like a kid floating with a bubble. Yeah.
You tried that shit?
Yeah. When I was like five, I blew a bubble and jumped off my bunk bed thinking I'd float. And of course I didn't.
Torn ACL.
But yeah, that's some dumbass shit to be thinking at fucking 48 years old or however old that motherfucker is.
Those are the thoughts of a man that realized he's like, oh, when they meant 60 years, they meant 60 years. Like 60.
He's doing the math. He's doing the math, dog, for sure.
I imagine when you're in jail, the years, it's like, you know when they talk about the difference between millions and billions and they start pouring the rice on the table to show you like,
no.
A billion is it's not 100 million, it's 1,000 million. That must be what days in prison are like. You're like 55 years, 60 years, and then when you get in there, you're like, wow, this one day is really fucking long. Like, I cannot imagine that moment.
Like the way we live day to day, it's like, okay, we're looking forward to the weekend. Oh, we're looking forward to, you know, kicking it with the homies on Friday. Oh, okay, I got this going on Tuesday. You in there for 60 years, dog. You looking forward to 2085.
Right.
Bro, doing like, the same shit every day. Reliving the exact same
best
day
case
over
scenario.
And over, bro.
You looking forward to 2085. Right. Worst case, you just don't get... Well, maybe that might be best case, man, because I...
Man, I think that's best case, my nigga.
Year.
60 years?
Not a real year.
60 years? Your shit is over with, bro. You're done. You're cooked. It's
the number
with,
of years of solitary confinement I would be willing to do and still be alive afterwards is, I feel like, it's probably pretty low.
Oh,
you know
slim,
what I mean?
Real slim.
And I've got kids to get out and raise and shit too, but it still might be like, nah.
Honestly, at that point, if I'm in there for a certain amount of time, dog, it might be best to keep me away from humans. My mind,
right.
You know, I wouldn't.
right.
You probably shouldn't have me raising kids with how fucked up my mind would be after years of that shit. You know,
like
what
somebody
I mean?
Went into prison in 19
solitary confinement,
1963, and just got out today.
The world has changed.
What's the first
times.
Thing? What's the first thing you try and explain to that person?
OnlyFans. It's like
that would probably
they
be
gonna
the
need that.
Thing. I got
they gonna
some
need
shit
that,
for you,
dog.
Like
I got some shit. I got a lot of bad news and I have one piece of good news.
I have terrible news and I have the best news. Which would you like to hear first?
How many subscriptions you got, my G?
Nah, man, I had to hang it up. How many? Hang it up. everything is on Twitter now for real. Like I feel like once famous people started going to like going to mostly anything, right? It's like, well, this wasn't even the fucking point anymore.
I ain't gonna lie, during the pandy, everything they touch.
During the pandy, I had a few that I rotate through. And it's free, but it was like, this is...
it's me again.
This ain't on that. This ain't on for her. The pandy was whooping my ass, nigga. I was sitting there lonesome, nigga. Shit. That felt like jail to me, dog, goddamn.
Hey, listen, Slick, during the pandemic, bro, that's when I was like, this got to be the closest to jail that like everybody that has never went to jail has experienced. Like, at the point where it's like, you can't, like, do not go anywhere. You're in the same four walls every day forever, right? Until
bro,
further notice.
Niggas was washing their groceries with soap, like the outside.
Listen, I was, I was like, man, it might
shower
be on the bag,
after they get inside. Bro, dog, dark times, bro. Ain't no way to explain that.
There's, we will not, I already can't explain it to my kids, and they were alive while it happened.
Bro.
But I was really like, no, no, no. I really thought if I went to Target to get food, which we didn't have any food, I might kill you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, and they're just like, ah, pfft, like, you know, you idiot. Yeah. Like, I'm like, no, no, no. I really thought.
Right.
Did y'all see the day we're recording this? The someone leaked some of the material that Chris Rock wrote about getting slapped. Did y'all see any of these jokes?
Man. Can you send that though? Because I need to, bro. When did they do this?
It just leaked like a little bit before we recorded.
Okay,
he said
some jokes
Will Smith is.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's got a special coming out. Gotcha. I think actually like. A couple days after we record this, he's got a special coming out. And that's how they've been promoting it. Like, wait till you see what Chris Rock has to say about getting slapped. Which is, like, I can't imagine sitting down at a desk, like, time to write some bits about getting slapped on national television. Like,
that can't be the promo, man. Like, I got to have some better... I got to have some better stuff than that.
How funny does it have to be for it to be funny? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, for me to get past the fact you got slapped on national television and didn't do shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to have to be really funny for me to look past that and laugh.
How's it been,
what,
a year? Year and a half? When was that? At least a year. Time's not real. I don't know.
Yeah.
February or so.
Yeah, because the Oscars are coming up right now. He said, Will Smith is a big dude. I am not. Will Smith is shirtless in his movies. If you see me in a movie getting open heart surgery, I'm going to have a sweater on.
Oh God! Doesn't do nothing for me.
And then
bro,
we got
the funny out that nigga.
Done. He's just done.
Bro, you cooked, nigga. Ain't no coming back from getting slapped in front of the whole world. You proven it.
Not if that's like your lead off. Like if you're gonna go in, then go in. I guess a year later, but.
The lead off, which I was going to build up to because it didn't feel like it should have been the lead off on here was the other day I watched Emancipation just so I could watch him getting whipped.
Jesus.
Oh brother.
fucking
God.
Gosh.
I'm just hearing it in Chris Rock's voice makes it funnier, but less funnier.
But right.
Listen, I would say this motherfucker stuck in 98, but 98 Chris Rock was a beast. But these jokes is weak as fuck. Like for one, this all came from a G.I. Jane joke, nigga. Like, who the fuck? That 1997
that was already
ass movie.
Weak. Bro.
That nigga said, wow, when he got slapped, too. That's the funniest.
Bro, that was the peak of Chris Rock.
Wow.
That's the funniest thing he'll ever do. You know what I mean? That's the one thing I remember. You know what I mean?
After he yelled at him.
That nigga said, wow.
Like, he was like, keep her name out your mouth. He was like, I will. I was like, oh,
he was like,
man.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. I said, oh, he's done. He's done right then and there.
Oh, man. I think it was started with the chuckle. When he first chuckled when he was walking, that was the downfall. You know what I mean? That was the beginning, dog.
It just drained out of him. I like to imagine an alternate world where you're writing the Washington Post obituary for Chris Rock and you begin with Chris Rock, who responded to getting slapped on national television with the word wow.
Wow. And
passed away in his
sleep. There was an age in that, bro. Wow. Bro, that nigga, wow.
That was the funniest shit.
That was funny as hell, dog.
Yeah, and if that's what you're teasing the special with, that feels like it don't bode well for the special.
There's one other joke. To drop?
You want to hear the other joke?
Were these jokes meant to be dropped? Like, they put these out on purpose?
I think someone who is at the recording. But you're right, the timing is interesting because they dropped 2 days before the special drops on Netflix. But it was put out there like it was like someone wrote down what he was saying at the special. But it is.
Okay. You can't trust people playing the telephone joke, for shit. So I'll say that.
That's very true. The last joke definitely sounds exactly like it's in Chris Rock's voice. It said, "The thing people want to know, did it hurt? Hell yeah, it hurt. He played Muhammad Ali. I played Pookie. Even in animated movies, I'm a zebra. He's a fucking shark. I got hit so hard, I heard summertime ringing in my ears."
Oh,
that does sound exactly like Chris Rock.
That the last part was worse. Did you just leave it at the fur part, bro? It just got the joke just started stinking more and stinking more.
Well, how many minutes?
The joke started decomposing in front of
you. You're talking to a Netflix producer. You've got that's part of the conversation. How many minutes do you want about me getting slapped in front of America?
That's what everyone's tuning in for. Like, right. Let's keep it 100. Everyone wants to know why did you go out like a bitch that day? That's what we're here for.
I mean, he just told you. I was a fish.
Right. The bag is big enough for me to look stupid for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I know it has to be enormous. Because everybody, I was going to watch it regardless. I'm going to watch it for different reasons. Now I just want to see how bad it's going to stink. You know what I mean? But initially I wanted to see like, you know, if I heard he was, you know, going to drop the shit, I want to see how he comes back. Like everybody, so everybody's going to be watching it. So I guess so I know he had to get those huge bags. So I guess it's worth, you know, being an unfunny nigga for a final time. You know what I mean?
This nigga is Tim Meadows now, dog. Like, these jokes.
This nigga Seinfeld, nigga. I've laughed more at Seinfeld jokes before Seinfeld. I've only laughed at that nigga once. There was one joke that he said I laughed at. I've seen every episode, and I was like, damn, I'm getting old. Like, immediately when I laughed at that shit, bro. You know what I mean? So, bro, it's hard times for good old Chris Rock, man.
What do we think? I mentioned before before we started recording that all the Ja Morant news broke after the last time we recorded at Jenkins and Jones. What do we think, man? Like, what do we need to have a fucking intervention for Ja Morant? So, like, I know people who fucked up their professional sports careers by trying to be gangsters or whatever. Like, we got to put him in touch with some kind of help, though. That was the saddest shit I think I've ever seen. That was also still hilarious.
Yeah. I told you, bro. Like, whenever I get these Ja Morant updates, I turn into like a 67-year-old man. I'm just on some, right. Son, leave them knuckleheads alone. You're going to lose everything. Like, that's bro, I feel so fucking old when I get this news about Ja because that's exactly how I feel. And my whole thing is, bro, like I'm not even going to do the whole, you can't be hard. You grew up with the family. That's not a tough guy. I don't give a fuck about that. Don't be stupid.
Right.
Don't fucking be stupid and throw all this shit away, bro. Like, you are a fucking max contract $200 million dude. Don't throw this shit away because you had to slap a motherfucker up at foot action. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Or at the very least.
Bro, he fought a teenager, nigga. And then came out the crib with a burner, like, for what, nigga? Like, you really didn't need... You already whooped the teenager. You want to add, you know what I mean, more to that shit? It's crazy.
What's crazy? How is he the one doing this? Like, what's the point of having the $200 million? Like, why have an entourage if you got to be the one that does the dirt? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like when I heard he pulled up with nine people, I'm like, okay, you had nine motherfuckers you could have sent to handle this. Why were you there?
That's the whole thing. Because, like they said, I mean, it was disrespecting mom. I seen people ask, they were like, why ain't she call her husband? Why don't she call her son?
That's what tripped me, bro. Like, that's
why is she at finish calling line
her
in the
first? First, can he not have delivered to her door?
You mall shopping with your son got 200 million. Your mall shopping is weird. You know what I mean? Then you call your son. Right.
to hey son, come ruin your fucking shit you got going on because this nigga ain't got my size. It's a motherfucking kids, nigga. Whatever the fuck they sell at goddamn Finish Line, because a nigga ain't been in that bitch since goddamn
this draft
2012,
night.
Nigga. You know what I mean?
Come ruin nigga, your life right, over right, some size 7 lines? Bands right quick.
Right, so right where are Finish Lines,
yeah,
nigga?
Y'all sent somebody because, okay, like if you still trying to be like, yeah, yeah. Don't play with my mom. Don't play with my family like that. Okay. But why are you the one doing? That's really the biggest question I had. It's like, you have a chance to run.
What? Like, tell me what time they get off. Like, come on.
It's man. Like, you already John. Ran up, what, 150 on the court, whatever, through Nike. By the time you retire, you can run up 400 or 500 M's, man. Like, bro, you there.
Just took yeah. Kyrie's He's bag. Old. He He's took old. Kyrie's, you know what I'm saying? That Kyrie left. Josh stepped right into that, into Nike's, you know what I'm saying, you know, signature right. shoe shit. You feel me? You want, you fucking this up, nigga? Like you said, a half a Billy, easy, if he just isn't stupid. It's not even, you know what I'm saying?
And,
like you just
and that's conservative.
Dumb. You don't have to be yeah. smart. Just don't be stupid.
It's like,
you
know now
mean?
People going, if and, they and, know they can get a rise out of you, or know you can, they can get you to do some dumb shit, what do you think they're going to keep doing? They're going to keep trying you.
Yeah. And the thing is, like the quotes that we're getting, his little villain lines, they're not even good, dog. Like the whole, they said he smacked that 17-year-old up and he was like, should I do it to him, y'all? I'm like, dog, this is some Frejo Star Moesha shit. Like, nobody talks like this, dog. Like, you're
no, no,
really
no.
being
they
an actor right now, my dude.
He put his head on his friend's shoulder and said,
do
it
to
I
these
do
meatballs?
Do I
like,
do
LL
it to
Cool J. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the Cool J shit. About to do it to these meatballs. So wait.
He got hit in the face with the ball and then stopped to think and then whooped him?
They said he checked ball. He checked it back at Ja. It slipped through his hands. I guess it hit him. And that's when, I guess he put his, that's when the shit I do it to him. He said he hit him like 12, 13
times. That's when he cuddled
with
his nigga for like a little bit. Took some time to cuddle. You know what I'm saying? Talking through and then fucking
yeah, think it up. I wonder, who was counting these licks? He said he got hit like 12 to 4. That's a very specific.
The nigga that was range. Getting hit, he was like, damn, this is my 9-10.
He was about 11 or 12.
This nigga still throwing punches? This nigga was getting cardio in on this motherfucker, man. That's a lot of punches to be thrown
that's
on
a
motherfucker.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
People got pushed off, separated. Now he got a Baker's dozen in.
Right, and that's some weak ass shit, bro. You beating up a teenager, slap the fire at the nigga and then go on about your business, bro. You know what I mean? Or just don't do anything and just tell his ass to go to the crib. Right. You know what I mean? It's all Jesus. I tried to make excuses for him, but I really think he got a problem. And the OG really need to step in and help him. And I thought T Morant would make sure, but I don't know if T Morant got.
They went to the same school.
He listening, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, nigga. T Morant, our age, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He our age raising a 23-year-old, you know?
Is he 40?
Shit.
I thought he was almost 50.
Yeah, 45.
Okay. I thought he was almost 50. You know what I'm saying? 40 and 50, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 45. That's about the same. Yeah.
Tyler, I asked John and Tyler about whether or not the pitch clock changes in baseball move the needle for them whatsoever. I know you're more of a baseball fan and remain more of a baseball fan. I think all four of us were baseball fans when we were younger. What do you think about the pitch clock? Is that doing anything for you? Are you glad games aren't going to take 4 hours, or do you think it looks like they're playing fucking yakety sacks on the pitch?
I didn't really have a take either way until I saw some egg app or something was like the pitching clock is woke. And once I saw that,
no way.
Like, if people hate the pitching clock that much, I'm all in. It should be shorter. Make that shit 5 seconds, man. Like, get off it. What are you waiting on? But I think it's like they've done a lot of changes. It just felt like they hit like the league with a bunch of changes all in one. Like, they want more action. They got the bigger bases, like the no shift, permanent DH, which is like the second or third year that. And now this is like, are you giving any of the changes like a chance to see if they draw in more people? Like, I don't know if anybody was like, I would watch a baseball game if it was 3 hours and 12 minutes and not 3 hours and 32 minutes. So I don't know what new people they're dragging in, but I guess I'm a fringe fan. If the games are consistently less than three, I'd probably check in more.
Probably.
I think they said the spring training games have been averaging like they've been
flying through them. And spring training is slick, not real baseball. Like, it won't look like this in the regular season. But I do wonder, like, if you at the park and it's like these games are flying, it's like I'm drunk as hell in the fourth inning. Like, I thought I would have some time to ride this out, man. You look up, we're at the bottom of six. And it's like, I'm still too drunk. So I don't think anybody was thinking about the real drinkers at the game, but outside that, yeah, all right, let's see how it plays out.
They showed somebody get struck out in like 20 seconds and saw a clip of that shit. But what's the no shift? Like, the defense can't shift to like the hitter, you know, where they predominantly hit? Is that
what it used to be? Like, I just recently found this out. They have like the note cards, right? Like a quarterback wristband. But they got those like every single player. So it was like, I'm in right field. Okay.
Every batter?
Yeah, every single batter. So it's like, okay, you normally. Yeah. You hit the ball 86% of the time over there. They'll stand everybody over there. Like, they'll stand the shortstop, third baseman, second base, and move everybody over.
So, like, left field will be butt-necked.
It's like, we'll just
play. You know what I mean? Like, because he can't hit opposite field or whatever.
And it's like, if you do it the one time out of
– if he's a left hander.
It worked. That's why they keep
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it worked very well. And that's why the complaint has kind of been like, it's either strikeouts or home runs because dudes are – just know that they're not hitting for a fucking double or whatever. It's actually kind of the same complaint people have had about basketball in a weird way, that it's like, as the game moves to more and more three-point shooting, it's like – you kind of know by the end of the first quarter, like, is this team just off tonight?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or a team will score 60 points in the quarter and the game's over because everyone hit for 12 minutes. You know what I mean? So I get some of those complaints. It's definitely more fun to see dudes getting thrown out a second and stuff, but I don't really understand how they literally pass a rule that's like, you can't play good defense anymore.
And that's what I guess the purists are saying. It's like, listen, if I know you're going to do it, like, if I know you're a bad three-point shooter, I'm going to encourage you to take the three-point shot. I know you can't throw it deep. I'm going to encourage you to throw it deep. Now it's like you're taking the strategy out. But I guess the case is, the hope is that it'll look more like baseball. Like the baseball that made us all fans growing up, really. Like, I think I was in the same, I fell out of it and only recently kind of getting back into it. So I think we're in similar boats.
Yeah. You made a good point, though. I think the rule is probably something that would benefit people that already watch baseball.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think just the time of it is the issue for people that just fell out of love with the shit. You feel me? So that's interesting.
And the people that's watching it, they watch it for 6 hours. Like, if you're watching baseball, you'd watch it for six hours. So, but they also, do you have to consider the people that you know will never turn off the TV? They're not going, it's ingrained in them. So,
right. Yeah.
I think fans of baseball, like, baseball watches them. They don't watch baseball. It's like background music.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Exactly. John Tyler, you got anything else?
Nah, man.
Nope. All right, nope. Tyler, thanks for joining us. Man, appreciate you. Everyone check out the Trill Withers Show. I'm glad you're cutting back on the hours, bro. Just from a minute.
No, it was necessary, you know, man. I mean? Like, not even kidding. I was like, this shit is more taxing than I anticipated. I got to be real about it. So,
yeah,
thankful for that.
Less work, same bag. We love to see the American mother.
Love to see it.
Doing less work and still doing 10 times as much work as we're doing. So, salute to you and fucking everyone. Check out the Trill Withers Show for sure. But thanks for hopping on, bro.
Appreciate y'all, my guys.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? You think I need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, our thanks to Tyler for hopping on with us. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad we're doing these because I know all three of us always love doing interviews, but it's kind of hard to like fit it in sometimes with the other episodes. And so I like just having a space every week that's like, let's bullshit with one of our friends.
Hell yeah. Love it.
It's just doing what we already do with each other.
Adding on another homie, you know what I mean? Just, you know, just love that shit. Love that shit.
Exactly. All right, well, we'll be back soon. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
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 This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.